Vera Claythorne lay in bed. The candle still burned beside her, and yet she could not summon the courage to put it out. She was afraid of the dark. She told herself again and again,
"You're all right until morning. Nothing happened last night. Nothing will happen tonight. Nothing can happen. You're locked and bolted in. No one can come near you."
And she thought suddenly,
"Of course. I can stay here. Stay here locked in. Food doesn't really matter. I can stay here safely till help comes, even if it's a day or 2 days."
Stay here, yes, but could she stay here? Hour after hour, with no one to speak to, with nothing to do but think. She had begun to think of Cornwall, of Hugo, of what she'd said to Cyril. Horrid, whiny little boy, always pestering her.
"Miss Claythorne, why can't I swim out to the rock? I can, I know I can."
Was it her voice that had answered?
"Of course you can, Cyril, really, I know that."
"Can I go then, Miss Claythorne?"
"Well, you'll see, Cyril, your mother gets so nervous about you. I'll tell you what, tomorrow you can swim out to the rock. I'll talk to your mother on the beach and distract her attention, and then, when she looks for you, there you'll be standing on the rock waving to her. It'll be a surprise."
"Oh, good egg, Miss Claythorne, that will be a lark." She had said it now, tomorrow. Hugo was going to Newquay. When he came back, it would be all over. Yes, but supposing it wasn't, supposing it went wrong. Cyril might be rescued in time, and then he'd say,
"Miss Claythorne said I could."
Well, what of it? One must take some risk. If the worst happened, she'd brazen it out.
"How can you tell such a wicked lie, Cyril? Of course I never said such anything."